Good afternoon, friends. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio, where we make courageous contagious. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannott, and we've got a lively show for you this afternoon. The low-hanging fruit was active. I just went with the synonym of active. It seemed to make sense, and our guest is lively and just a ball of energy, right?
You know, it's Justin Gardner's here. He's the founder and CEO of BLDG Active. And I think that's the name of your website, right?
Yep.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Tell us a little bit about what you do at BLDG Active.
So BLDG Active was built off the idea of building a bridge between science and sports. So taking cutting-edge medical-grade technologies and bringing them directly to athletes. What we're looking to do is really disrupt the way that consumers get medicine and think about the technology behind medicine and the way that it's delivered to them.
So you're looking at it. Is it a completely novel delivery system of medicine to active individuals?
So the first product that we have, the Active Skin Repair product line, it uses a molecule called hyperchlorous. And hyperchlorous is the same molecule your white blood cells produce. So scientists figured out how to replicate that molecule. And it's a brand new technology that until recently has not been available to consumers.
Seriously? So this is a brand new technology. So having a cell that's similar to what white cells produce, having a product that white cells produce, right?
Yep.
What does that do for your skin?
So it does three things. The molecule itself, the molecule's been around for a long time, but just recently did they figure out how to stabilize it and be able to get it with a 2-year shelf life. So now it's available to have in a bottle, be able to put on your shelf or put into your bag. So
I think the first question Bob was asking, though, is there something unique about the delivery system itself, or is the magic and the secret sauce in what you're doing all on the medical side, meaning the medical product itself is different?
It's the product, but it's also the way that we're getting it to the consumer. So typically, if you wanted a medical product like this, you would go into a Rite Aid or Walgreens, into a pharmacy, and you'd find that product, and you'd probably go into the back of the first aid shelf and find a product like that. What we're doing is we're rethinking that experience for the consumer and how that consumer gets the product, and we're doing that through specialty retail. So we're bringing it into the front of the store, into sporting goods stores, into outdoor stores, into surf shops and bike shops. And we're being able to educate the employees on the technology, so giving it a different experience there. And then we're doing it through online. So we're doing it through Amazon and through our website and through social media.
You know, I years ago I interviewed the president of Chicken of the Sea Tuna, and he was telling me what it takes to get shelf space on some of these, and what it costs them to even get it eye level is pretty amazing per store. Is that still at that level with like Rite Aid and CVS? Do you still have to do that if you want? Do you buy your way into the shelves there?
You absolutely buy your way in. And for where we are as a brand, it would be very tough for us to compete. We'd be on the bottom shelf in the back of the store. And so by rethinking that experience and going into specialty retail, we're on the front of the store. We're on the front register. Usually when you come in and you see our product in a store, it's going to be right on the front
counter. It's a point of purchase sale.
It's a point of purchase sale.
And would you consider yourself, are you guys what's called a lifestyle type brand?
We are. We absolutely are. So if you go to our social media handles, if you look at, we've been using a lot of professional athletes in the action sports space. We've just brought on a professional filmmaker to help capture that lifestyle. And so nobody's really done that in the medical space, but we're really thinking, how do we bring that lifestyle brand mentality into a medical product?
You should have the filmmaker follow me around all day.
You scoop the horse poop. That's pretty
active. Yeah, that's true. That's a good activity. So the where you're at with the company right now, I'm looking at finished product here that you have on the
it's
shelf.
It's beautiful packaging.
Yeah, it is amazing packaging. Where you're at with this right now is you've got product ready to go.
Yep.
Have you actually launched the product into stores as of this point?
We have. We launched the product in July of last year. We're in over 250 retail stores now.
You got a footprint already.
We do.
A sizable one, yeah.
Yep.
The other thing I noticed about your packaging is it says 1% for the planet. Now, I think I mentioned before we went on air that years ago when I did these interviews, it was really all about shareholder value and return on investment, return on equity, that kind of thing. What I hear today is our passion. You know, what you do to give back. And I love the fact that you're involved in this. Can you tell us about the 1% for the planet?
Sure. And I think the ethos behind our company and the passions behind our company is everybody who's a founder or involved in the company has a love for sports, and we have a love for the environment, and we love outdoor sports, and we understand how integral protecting our environment is to our passions. And so it just made sense to build a company that could support that. And it's very much at the core of who we are, how we think about everything that we do, from not only supporting these nonprofit organizations, but in how we market our products, the packaging that we use, and the delivery methods. And to that, one of the big things that intrigued me about this product when I helped launch it into the hospitals and I learned about it is it's completely biodegradable. It's all natural, non-toxic, completely biodegradable. If you look at the other products out there that this would replace, they're all toxic products. If it replaces a Neosporin, Neosporin is a petroleum-based product. Petroleum is really bad for the environment. So not only are we supporting these organizations, we're bringing a product that is substantially better for the environment and is biodegradable and good for reefs and everything like
that. Okay, we'll come back to the product in a second because I want to talk more about that. But the 1% for the planet, who's driving that chair? It's a charity, right?
It is a charity. It was started by Yvon Genard, the founder and CEO of Patagonia, and he created it as an organization to help support businesses like us who say we want to give back to the environment. How do we do that? And it's really been a way to know that any nonprofit in the 1% organization has been validated by this organization so that we know our money's going in a good spot. And it's also a network of people. I've met a lot of different founders and owners of companies who share the same values as us, who are doing, you know, they might have a bunch of food brands and different types of brands, but we all have that commonality.
So if you have a bad year and lose money, do you get your 1% back for the year?
You do not, yeah. And it's on gross sales too, yeah, so okay. It's not on net sales.
Oh, that's right. You could lose money and still give your 1%,
you're still,
right?
Giving it away.
Wow. Founder and CEO of BLD G Active, and that's the name of their website. Justin Gardner is in studio with us. You're listening to Biz Talk. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
Believing and Seeing Radio. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Welcome back. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing and Seeing Talk Radio, where we make courageous contagious and delivering medicine to active people. They are committed to better technology and a healthier world. BLDG Active was built on a foundation of biotech entrepreneurship and a deep-rooted love for the outdoor sports. We're talking today with Justin Gardner, CEO of BLDG Active. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
I'm Bob Ryan. Glad to have you with us. Founder and CEO of BLDG Active is Justin Gardner. Thanks for coming in again. Appreciate it. So we talked about the 1%. That was started by the founder of Patagonia, and that's a really nice retail brand. I mean, their clothes are amazingly good and high quality. So it's a great model to be associated with. But what they're doing, I think, is important in terms of allowing businesses that maybe are younger in their growth curve, or maybe don't have the resources to vet all the different charities. So they do all that work for you, correct?
They do, yeah. And Yvon Genard and the whole Patagonia ethos has been a big influence in how I think about business, and even like Whole Foods and this idea of conscious capitalism that
they were at the forefront. Really,
they were at the forefront of conscious capitalism, and this idea that we can make money. Our goal is to make money. We're a for-profit business. We want to go out, but we can also commit to doing good by doing that. And I think it's a mark. The 1% mark shows consumers that we're part of this group of conscious capitalist companies.
Do you think if somebody's holding up your product next to a similar one, and I know you mentioned, I think you're the only one with this particular makeup or formula, but if they're holding you up against a competitor, say a Neosporin, and they see the 1% for the planet, is that ultimately driving their decision? If they're having a tough time deciding, are they going to say, I'm going to go with Active because I really recognize this and I want to be, if it makes them feel good, right? It makes them feel like they're giving back personally.
I'm going to be the N of one for myself. It absolutely makes a difference for me when I buy brands. If I believe in the company, I go to Whole Foods and buy food. I know it might be a little bit more expensive, but I know that the company represents the values that I represent when it was Whole Foods.
So what's to stop other companies then from just slapping this on? I mean, they'll actually do it, let's say, but slapping this on because they feel like they're not able to compete without doing something similar. Is it important that you actually believe in a mission or a message, or is this becoming just a marketing kind of and sales technique to say, hey, look at us, we're giving back?
Everybody I've met within the organization, and it's still a small organization, but has that passion. But honestly, if I can force big medical companies into donating 1% of their profits to these organizations, I've done a good job.
That's a great point.
bring it on. Like,
so go ahead.
No, I'm just I agree with you. So yeah. It wouldn't really matter if they're willing to and able to do it. It would end up being millions of dollars toward.
So here's the thing: you might be able to put it on, but to be the organizations that receive the funds is a highly vetted organization that the 1% Planet organization is vetting through to make sure that the money's going to the right thing and that it's representing the values of what we've kind of set out and what Yvon Jenard kind of believed in.
So if we could shift back to the product now, and you described the product as a substitute for Neosporin or a model that works, but differently because it's biodegradable, it doesn't use petroleum-based products, et cetera. Does it work in other ways better than the competition besides you're actually doing something to the skin using a product of white cells, right?
White blood cells. So I'll explain. So yeah. If you were to get cut, scraped, rashed, or burned, any type of skin damage, what will happen is your body will send white blood cells down to that injury, and your white blood cells produce neutrophils, and then your neutrophils produce this molecule called hyperchlorous. And what hyperchlorous is your body's natural mechanism to help fight off infection, kill bacteria, and speed your healing process. So it's the way your body helps repair itself. What they figured out how to do is replicate that molecule, concentrate it, stabilize it, and get it into a liquid and a gel formulation so you can apply topically the way that your body works internally. So a Neosporin it's a topical antibiotic. Right. It's going to kill bacteria. Our product kills 99.9% of all bacteria, including MRSA, staph, C. diff, some really complex bacteria. But at the same time, there's no toxicity to it. So you can, if I took the bottle out, I can spray it in my eyes, ears, mouth. It's completely safe to use in really sensitive areas. But at the same time, powerful enough to kill all of that bacteria. If you take like a peroxide or a betadine, when we were cut up as kids, right, your parents would put that on after you got cut, right?
And so mine was mercurochrome and methylate.
Okay, highly, highly toxic material. That will kill the bacteria. So what it's going to do is it's going to kill the bacteria, but it also kills all those healthy growth, the cells, the
it's
growth
gonna
factors.
It's going to sting to the bejesus too. Does it's this have any
sting? No
any
sting whatsoever. So you can spray it on your kid. You're going to know that you're going to kill all of that bacteria. No sting to it, no toxicity, and actually speeds the healing process as opposed to killing the bacteria but slowing the healing process.
What's the difference in application between the gel and the spray? In other words, why two models? They're, I guessing, for different uses or different applications?
So both have the same active ingredient. The gel is what we find works for better on deeper abrasion. So if I get cut and it's a little bit deeper and you want to put the gel inside and then wrap a bandage around it, it works well. The spray works better for surface. So if you get sunburn, insect bites, anything like that, it works amazing on the everyday stuff. So if I'm out surfing and I get too much sun, I'll actually spray it down. It takes down that inflammation from the sun that is in your skin.
You're a lifestyle brand, so you're in the Patagonia stores of sorts for a reason to start, you know, to launch this. But it sounds like this should be in everybody's medicine cabinet, right? I mean, this should be replacing the hydrogen peroxides and the Neosporins of the world. Is that the ultimate goal, is to make it as prevalent?
That is. So our thought was, if we start with the gnarliest athletes out there in the world and show how it works on them, then it's going to work on everybody.
So what athletics provide the most cuts and bruises?
Skateboarding, I gotta imagine.
Skateboarding, we go to mountain biking events, and these guys, they just walk down drenched in blood from these events. But we're used at the WSL, so the World Surf League, and all the medical tents are on their professional tour around the country, or around the world, rather. So the top athletes, if they get cut up by reef in Fiji off 30-foot waves, this is what they're putting on them.
Will it also help with scarring? Meaning if it heals quicker in the short term, you won't scar as much further down the road? Is that?
Yep. And there's good clinical evidence.
Wait. I heard chicks dig scars.
Yeah, that's where I was going with this.
Not really.
Is that where you're going?
Yeah.
I've been collecting them for 6 years now. I actually have a pattern of scars that makes it. I'm going to get them tattooed.
I dig them.
Justin Gardner. What?
I dig them.
Yep. Justin Gardner, CEO at BLDG Active, and that is their website, is here. We're talking about active skin repair. It's a great idea. A long time coming. This is Biz Talk. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
We're going to hear more about this amazing product when we get back. Stay with us.
Welcome back. You're listening to Biz Talk, believing a scene talk radio where we make courageous contagious. And why the ingredients matter and why what your company stands for also matters. We're hearing about some great products today from Justin Gardner. He's CEO of BLDG Active. That's BLDGActive.com. We're glad he's on the microphones with us. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
I'm Bob Ryan. Glad to have you with us. Justin, thanks for coming in. It feels like this product is well thought out. I mean, it feels like you've got something real here. And it's impressive. The packaging is impressive. The whole thing is super impressive. We were talking about replacing Neosporin, and off air on the break, you said it. Talk about the travel thing and how many products it does replace.
Yep. So actually, how I came about the technology was I helped launch it into the hospital systems with another company that I owned before this, and I started to take the samples that they were using in surgical centers and started to take with me on boat trips and all my travels. And then I started to notice that all my friends wanted some too. And so I started to get them samples, and that was the catalyst for the business.
So it grew organically then.
I figured that, wow, if all of these people became so evangelical about it and we all traveled and we were all doing these outdoor sports, that this is a big market to be able to go after.
When a medical grade substance, you're making it available commercially, how do you know that it's not something that would need a prescription? How can you, did you automatically know just because of the compound or the chemical makeup of it that it would be an over-the-counter kind of product, or did you have to go through the FDA? Was that a process for you?
Yep, it's just the way that FDA regulates it. So the medical supplier who has the technology and manufactures the technology out of here in California had gone through all of that, and it's been deemed as a safe over-the-counter product.
So the actual manufacturer of the ingredient that heals the cells,
yep,
that's been through the FDA testing.
That has.
And then the rest of it you put together is pretty much...
We're sales and marketing. Yeah. We're packaging it up after that. So everything's manufactured in an ISO-certified clean room in California. So it's just, you go in and people are in spacesuits, and it's a really cool experience, high-tech experience, manufactured here in California. And then we package it and build it under our brand.
And as we mentioned, the packaging's brilliant. I mean, it's beautiful. It makes me want to buy it. And you seem very knowledgeable about the sales and marketing side of things. But then you mentioned working on the medical side. Is your background in medicine, or is it more in sales and marketing, or have you worked both collectively throughout your career?
You know, I've always been on the marketing commercial side, but it's 15 years in the regenerative medicine space. So I've always been working within regenerative medicine. So by virtue of working commercially in regenerative medicine, I've learned a lot about the science and in the application of different products.
So what interests you most about what you're doing? I mean, you've got a broad spectrum of tools in your tool belt. What do you enjoy most about this?
I'm passionate about healthcare, and I'm passionate about what medicine can do for people and what healthcare technology can do for people. And I'm passionate about entrepreneurship. So the idea that I can build a company that's reflective of the values, environmental values, and building a good community and supporting sports that we love to participate in, at the same time providing a product that's healthier for people and healthier for the environment as well. As it was just one of those serendipitous experiences where I knew this was my next business. I knew this was something that had a calling for me.
Well, go ahead.
You talk about the company and the BLDG brand as much bigger than just one individual product. Do you already have ideas for other products, and is that kind of the next move, or are you really focused on this particular and will take this as far as it can go before reaching out and trying other things?
It's the question I'm asking myself every morning. literally this morning.
How do I spend my time, right?
Yeah. Is it premature to bring in another product line? We do. We have bigger vision to absolutely bring in more products. So the answer to that is yes. And we want to bring in products that fit these very specific requirements. They replace products. It's a better product that's unique. It's better for the environment, and there's no toxicity to it. And it will fit into that kind of active person's lifestyle need, so that it taps that same demographic. And there are products out there that I think could possibly do that.
And when we were on break, you mentioned that your product can actually replace 7 other types of products on the market.
Yep. And so it's a great point. The product Neosporin was invented in the 1950s. There's been little development within the first aid category. If you look at betadine, peroxide, all these products that have been around for ages. So it's a dusty category that not much money or time has been put into. We have a technology here that is significantly better.
We didn't just nail it on the head the first try. Here it is, all the products you'll ever need.
And so this product, what's really cool about it is in three little ounces, it's going to replace all those bulky, toxic first aid products. It's more multifunctional. So you can throw it in your pack if you're going out to hike for the day. It's not bulky. If you're going out to climb or mountain bike, it's easy to throw in. But if you're a traveler, it can go in your carry-on. So you can throw it in your carry-on if you're going out overseas and all of the bacteria that's out there and you know how serious infections can be, you know you have a product with you that's going to help. And again, it's not 7 bulky products.
You know, I could appreciate this very much because I like to be active when I travel. So I scuba dive, I parachute, I do whatever I can, right? So this would be a really nice thing because now I don't have to worry about like the peroxides and everything else that actually sting.
That sting, and they're a pain to carry, and they're toxic, and they're bad for you. So what's cool is your body's natural mechanism to work on any type of skin damage is this molecule, right? So it works on a variety of different things. So insect bites are skin inflammation, sunburns, skin inflammation. If you get chafing from running too far, hiking too far, that's just skin inflammation. So it works on all of those different things. So things like after itch and aloe and all of these products that work for very specific issues, this product works for a host of them without having to have a bunch of different products. It really simplifies the idea of skin repair.
Athletes today, and I think for a long time, are celebrities of sort. And you had mentioned, I don't know if it was on air or off air, that you focus on brand ambassadors, right? Bringing in the extreme athletes or the ones that will be in the limelight and having them use the product. How do you reach out to them? Are you working with other marketing and PR firms that deal with athletes? Do you find them on the ground? Are you literally just on the mountaintops and on the face of the half dome, handing it out to the rock climbers that are there? How do you get in front of the brand ambassadors that you're working with?
You know, what's been amazing is, especially in these sports, when we have been able to sample the professional athletes, it spreads. One tells another person, and we have just seen it catch on like wildfire. I would say,
let me ask you to hold that thought. We'll come back to how it spreads through the athletes after the break. Justin Gardner's here. He's CEO at BLDG Active, and the website is bldgactive.com. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio, where we make courageous contagious. The Active Skin Repair product line works topically on any kind of skin damage because it's innate to your immune system. It's all natural and it's non-toxic, but powerful enough to kill complex bacteria like Staph and MRSA. That's really important to know. We're talking today with Justin Gardner, CEO of BLDGActive.com. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
And I'm Bob Ryan. Welcome back to our, what'd you call it, a lively show?
Lively show.
Lively
show. It's an active lively show.
Active, yes. Justin Gardner is in studio, as Montana just said. Thanks again for coming in, Justin. You have a product that you've developed that is, if anybody's been listening, it's a pretty awesome concept. The everything about it just rings success. Right before we went to the break, we were, Aaron asked you about how you work your way through the professional athletes and the big names in different sports to get the product in their hands and have them, you know, say something cool about it. And you were talking about it. Once one athlete gets it, it tends to spread on its own organically to the other athletes they know.
Yep. And I think it comes down to the core of our business, too, and the business model that we kind of looked at as we approached this. We're not backed by a big medical company. We didn't raise millions of dollars. So we are doing this with our own money and our own passion and our own hard work. And what the approach that we took is the product works amazing. If we can just get it in people's hands, so take that kind of growth hacker mentality that came out of Silicon Valley of kind of social networks and spread and word of mouth, and let's apply it to this. And that's where I don't think anybody's really done that in the medical product side, and we're hopefully proving a model to be successful. And what we did was we just put it in boxes, and we sent it out to the athletes as soon as we could find their address. Or what happened for the pro surfers is we were able to get it in the medical director's hands, and we showed him the clinical evidence and we showed him how the product worked, and he started using it. He became evangelical about it. So when he started to use it on these athletes in the booth, they started to go in the medical tents, they would go, what is this? And then he started to give them the product out. And then all of a sudden we started getting calls by other people. And for a professional mountain biker, Brian Lopes, who's won 7 world championships, he was at the GoPro games and he was just walking by our booth and said, what is this? And I started to explain it to him. And now he's one of our brand ambassadors. I think what the athlete saw was, wow, this is a real problem I had. I didn't really think about that. I didn't have a product that I really believed in behind this. We all have sunscreens now, right? Sunscreens were a big one, and everybody's sponsored by sunscreens and have sunscreens, but nobody had anything for skin repair. We have stuff to protect it, but the sports that we play, it's inevitable that you're going to get, it's not if, it's when, we joke, is you're going to get skin damage. So there was no real product out there that represented these sports or represented a new technology that worked better.
One of the hardest things to do in business, I think, is change people's behavior. But when it's so obvious that it's needed, I don't think it's that hard to make the argument that, hey, you should be carrying around a product that whether you get cut, scraped, this, that, you might be so far away from the nearest hospital, doctor, whatever, you're going to need something. And especially when you're replacing 7 different, you can say, if you're traveling, take this instead of this, all of these. It just simplifies things. I mean, it really, the story that you're telling makes so much sense. And I'm curious, are you seeing, because San Diego is such an active place. I mean, and even in the extreme sports, we've got somehow even a lot of snowboarders come out of San Diego when we have no real mountain here. But I think, you know.
What, we have Laguna?
We have Laguna. But, you know, surfing. So do you just kind of spread it locally, and then as they are involved in the different sports and activities that they're involved, it just catches on? Are you actively going out and traveling across the country or across the world to find people? Is San Diego enough of an epicenter where it can just virally kind of blow up from here, or do you have to be more proactive than that?
Well, I think San Diego is an amazing hub. In fact, we got involved with a group called San Diego Sports Innovators, and it's SDSI. And what San Diego Sports Innovators is it's a network of sports companies in San Diego looking to, I think San Diego's done a fantastic job in the biotech space. They're looking to do the same thing in the sports space. And we've had a great number of action sports companies come out of San Diego. And so this is an entrepreneurial group. They do an incubator program, an accelerator program that we went through. And the old CEO of Reef Flip Flops and Sanuk really helped make a lot of connections for
us. His name's Bob Reef, right?
His name is Bob Reef.
No, but he was not a founder of the company.
He was not the founder of the company, but he was,
what a funny
was the CEO. And Bill Walton, the famous basketball player, is part of SDSI as well, and one of the founders of SDSI. And these guys have been successful, and they're in it to just help companies like us be successful as well. And it's done a fantastic job of making connections that we never would have had. And that's helped us get not just in San Diego, but spread nationwide. And then the other part to this is a specialty retail aspect. When we're going into these retail stores, this is a new revenue stream for them. So what it's a low footprint, high margin product for them that they didn't have. And this was revenue walking outside their stores. So we've been really welcomed by specialty retail in stores to say, yeah, put that on my front. They love sunscreens already, but it doesn't cannibalize that sale for them. So we've also been able to go around the country and get into stores fairly easily.
So when you talk about a point of purchase sale, there's all the racks beside you as you go up to the cash register, and then there's the display dumps, the you know, individual displays. Do you do an individual display, or are you on the shelves? I don't know why that. I'm curious about that, but I am.
No, it's a good question. We have our own display.
Okay.
So we, and it sits. Yeah, we like it to sit right on the front counter right next to the cash register.
And so it's a countertop display that's yours.
It's a countertop display that's ours. And what we really focus on, too, is educating the employees on, because this is a new technology. This isn't, it's not another sunscreen. So there is, as common sense as it does sound, it's a new category. So it really takes a good amount of education. You can't just throw a logo on something and somebody wants to buy this. They need to know what it is. So there's a lot of education that goes
to
that.
That's really smart that you ignored the major retail chains and went with this, the model of going into the sports stores. And, you know, are you in other kinds of stores besides local sports stores and activewear and things like that? Is there a market beyond that that you're in now?
So we just opened up all of the Pharmaca stores. So it's an integrated pharmacy, a holistic pharmacy. There's 30 locations that we just put our product into as well. And then most excitingly is global military bases. So we just got in all the global military bases.
Because they get scratched up once in a while.
Yeah.
Founder and CEO of BLDG Active, Justin Gardner, is in studio with us with an amazing product, Active Skin Repair. This is Biz Talk. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
We'll be right back. I'll get my words right. Promise.
Welcome back. You're listening to Biz Talk, believing in Seeing Talk Radio, where we make courageous contagious. He attributes their success to a team of pro athletes, acclaimed filmmakers, and the grit of the team to make this work and challenge a multi-billion-dollar industry. And what a challenge it is. It's a great product. We're talking with Justin Gardner, CEO of BLDGActive.com. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
I'm Bob Ryan. Justin, thanks again for coming in. Our hour is going really fast. You've got a great story. I think what were we talking about before we left?
Talking about the education of the product.
Yeah. So you realized when you got into this business, you knew that getting on the shelves of CVS and Rite Aid and those kinds, it's a buy-in. It requires a substantial amount of capital, but you also have a product that the consumer's not educated on. So even if you bought into that, even if you raised the money to go national with it, it might not work as well because it's just, even if you got top shelf, front of shelf, front of store, people don't understand what it is. So I think the market you've chosen to start off with is brilliant because the people in the stores you're going to actually care a lot about the products that they're selling, and they're not the big retail stores don't, but there's a more of a connection, I think, with the customer in the local stores.
And I think you're exactly right. And it's nothing against CVS or Walgreens,
right,
but usually they put somebody up at a cash register, you're on your own to go find your products. Generally, they're products that you've been accustomed to your whole life and you trust, and they're big
right.
name products, right? And so we
and
buy
you often
them.
And know right where they're at on the shelf.
We know exactly. Yep. And so that's how we're accustomed to shop. Now, specialty retail is where new products a lot of times get introduced because it's a place that we go to learn. It's a local store. So if I go into my local surf shop, if I go into my local outdoor store, this is where I engage with the staff. I talk about my passions usually, right? It's a good experience. I'm happy to be there, and we talk about our passions. And it's where a technology like this can have that meaningful conversation, and that employee can really educate somebody. And there are, what we find is that employees become evangelical about it, and they're excited to tell them and teach somebody about something that's completely new and will better their life.
Are you nationwide at this point, or what's the regions that I would be able to walk into a a specialty retail store and find your product?
We're nationwide. We've definitely have some work to do in the middle of the country, but coastal, we've done a pretty good job.
Denver.
Yeah. we're getting in Denver and Utah because of climbers and because
they're so active, right?
All the active people in those have been good. And we're building a team of 1099 reps. So
that was going to be my question. So do you have a team of national reps? Are you the one physically going? Because if you have to educate people, somebody's actually got to be there to introduce the product, help set it up and say, hey, this is what it is. This is how it works, and so that they can probably disseminate that information to their sales staff.
Yep. So we founded off three partners. My background's 15 years in the biotech regenerative medicine space. The clinical side and the medical side has been my expertise in understanding that space. One of my other partners comes from the action outdoor sports space, and he heads up all of the retail. And so that's all he does every day. And he's built a team of 1099 reps out there. And then our third partner comes from the digital marketing space. So he runs all of our social media and all of our e-commerce. So we each kind of have our own very defined roles. Amazon's also been, so if you can't be in a retail, Amazon gets you the product. We're on Prime.
This is an Amazon Prime product?
It's an Amazon Prime product.
That's a good point.
Okay, really easy, folks. You want to check it out? Check it out on Amazon. You don't even have to leave your house.
You don't even have, and it comes in San Diego. It might come the same day.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's been amazing because the product works. So it's a word of mouth product as well. And so Amazon's been really interesting for us because it gives you the review platform, right? And so we have 4.8 average reviews, so over 100 five-star reviews, and you can go read the reviews, and it's people just raving about all the different things that the product works on.
You know, that's one of the things I love Amazon for, because I love to read the reviews on products that I don't know anything about.
Yep.
And that they're very valuable to me.
And that's not marketing. We can't control that. If somebody puts up a bad review, it's a bad review. If somebody puts up a good review, it's a good review.
And you so can't that, go in and delete those?
I've heard with things like Yelp, they actually will bribe people to take down bad reviews. So companies like that can get in trouble. I don't think Amazon does any of that. I think it is, you're right, the reviews that are there are the
reviews
that are there.
It is what it is, and Amazon's done a good job of really protecting
those. I just feel bad that Bezos hasn't made the money he could out of this,
Terrible.
Wealthiest man that's ever lived. Other than maybe Putin.
So here's a question that's off the wall. What about crossover potential? Because it's worked so well on humans have animal companions. Will it work on dogs, cats, horses?
It absolutely does. And one of the things, we all heal in the same kind of biological manner. And with animals, especially with let's take a dog, for example, if your dog gets cut, the last thing you want to do is put something toxic on that cut, because the dog wants to lick the cut.
Yeah.
And so they'll ingest the toxic material. So
and horses do the same thing. If you slap something on them, they'll find a way to lick it or rub it off or whatever.
And while we were on break, I was showing you how you can spray it in your mouth.
Yeah,
and
you
it's safe enough
it
to,
your mouth.
To
yeah.
spray in your mouth. So you're able to treat that wound without any of the toxic materials that they might lick off and ingest.
Are you going to create flavored products? Because orange or grape would be really good,
I always get that question. What does that taste like? It tastes like nothing, really.
Yeah. It tastes like white blood cells. Right? What's the significance of BLDG? Your prior company that you talked about and you sold also had the BLDG letters. Is it an acronym for something? Is there some internal significance to you?
It's funny. It's kind of evolved. At the beginning, it was a marketing firm that I started with four people, and they were the initials of all of our last names.
Oh, so it doesn't mean building.
But then we started talking about building brands, and then it transitioned. This was company came out of my last marketing firm, and so it just took on that name from BLDG to BLDG Active, and then we started to go with the idea of building a bridge between science and sports. So creating this, so it did come to end up being building, but if you go back 5+ years to the origin of the first company that it came out of. It was really us just throwing ideas up on a board.
So you've been involved in multiple companies over your life. How many companies have you worked on building? Is this your second, third, fourth?
So this is my third startup company. This is the second one that I founded and been CEO of. The one before that one was a regenerative medicine company based out of here in San Diego that had a biologic, a skin graft that was a really expensive regenerative medicine.
So you said that you've been building this out of your own funds to start off and you haven't raised any capital. I'm guessing at some point down the road you might want to do that. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. Justin Gardner's in studio with us. He's CEO at BLDG Active and the website is .com, BLDGactive.com. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Welcome back. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio, where we make courageous contagious. And we'd like to take this moment to thank our award-winning engineer, Jeff Bilodeau, our show music by Derek Audette, our interns, Sarah, Andrew, Dan, and Sunit, who's in the studio with us today. Thank you, folks. We couldn't do it without you. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
I'm Bob Ryan. Justin, our last segment's up, and we really haven't even touched on a lot of things I'd like to get to. You had mentioned that you're doing this out of your own money and raising... but. That takes a lot of time to build a national, international, global network of which this is a product that could go global easily.
Sure.
So at some point in time, do you think you'll speed that up by raising capital? Is that part of the plan right now, or are you going to see how far you can go on your own money?
We're seeing how far we can go on our own money. Everybody who works for the company is working. We're all holding hands, for a lack of better words, in terms of we all have equity in the company and everybody's kind of...
I love that model.
And a belief and passion for what we're doing, that this will work and it will work, as opposed to going out and diluting and raising a bunch of money. Having said that, raising money is always on the table. We don't want to slow our growth. We believe this is a product that should be in everybody's medicine cabinet. And if we want to expand from the beachhead that we're in and the active kind of outdoor community into broader, more mass market opportunities.
I want to get to that broader market, but would you sell out right now for $100 million?
For $100 million?
Yeah.
No, I think it can be more.
Really?
I
love
that answer.
That's amazing. I do. I mean, you're thinking really big here, and this is a global product. So I don't doubt that taking $100 million would be a something you'd regret.
I don't think we've ever asked that question on the show before, just given a number to see if somebody would bite on it.
What?
Do you have $100 million in your pocket? You're writing a check here?
I can write a check for $100 million. Certainly I can write a check for $100 million.
No, I do. I believe this can be a multi-billion dollar company. It is, when you look at addressable market, when you look at things that it is a global product, it's a product that can work on every single human being or animal out there, it's a better product than what currently exists, so there's no reason why it can't be.
You really do have a tiger by the tail. Seriously, you really do. As you're thinking about the future and the expansion, single product companies like WD-40 are really rare that they succeed. Do you have plans? I know we talked about some the bigger things down the road, but do you have plans to announce new products coming up? Is something in the pipeline now that you're bringing forward?
We do. So there's two parts to that. I think there's a lot more room for our technology hyperchlorous right now and how it's marketed and how we're being able to communicate to different consumer categories. And so we're launching a kids line and we're also launching a everyday skin health line that will be more broadly marketed to the female market as well on skin health.
What, are these just marketing, not, I don't want to say ploys, but marketing to different audiences, or are there actually different use cases for that particular, what do you call it?
Hyperchlorous.
Hyperchlorous.
So you don't change the formulation, okay. But the product works in a bunch of different ways because it's a regenerative technology. And so there's a lot of females out there, or men too as well, who spray it on their face every day as a toner. P. acne is a bacteria, right? So if you suffer from any type of acne problems, it works as a really good non-toxic.
Seriously?
So,
and that would be a completely separate marketplace and separate appeal to teenagers that have acne, or parents of teenagers that have acne.
That's exactly it. And then, so I think we have a lot more to go in terms of fully realizing the potential of this technology and building the brands around that and the labeling and all of the marketing specific to the technology. But we also believe one of the things, everything that we use here has a lot of clinical evidence behind it. It's not me saying it. You can go into PubMed and you can research in their peer-reviewed clinical articles and very reputable medical journals that talk to the technology, the mechanism of action of the technology. Can we find other products out there that have that same wealth of clinical evidence, that have a better opportunity to replace toxic or environmentally harmful products out there? And we believe there are. And so it's identifying those. And if they fit into that kind of ethos and the brand value that we've created with this product, then we will bring them in. And
venture capitalists have what they call thesis, right? For companies that they want to invest in, they have an idea for what those companies are going to be like. This sounds like your company thesis. You're out to replace existing products with less harmful ones, less toxic ones. And I think that's a very noble thing to want to do.
And also with that idea that it needs clinical evidence behind it. So what we really want is we want products that have proven through a rigor that they are clinically better as well.
And I think consumers are a little bit skeptical of some of the claims we see, especially in the supplement area,
yep,
in the protein area. So many claims have been made that weren't really followed through on or didn't deliver. So I think consumers can be a little bit skeptical, but once you get your brand recognized, now you get a base rate of people. And then are you going to launch the kids ones like with cartoons on it?
I don't think cartoons, no.
No? Because that would be
like
fun.
The old Flintstone vitamins.
Yeah,
right?
The Flintstone vitamins.
Well, you know, what's been so funny is we give the product to big wave surfers and downhill mountain bikers and all these guys. And they come back to me and they say, my kids, it works so amazing on my kids. And you're like, ah, that's, I guess we're just missing that whole opportunity. So eventually after you get told that so many times, you say, you know, maybe people just don't know you can use this on your kids. So we should do a kids line and make sure that we really fully articulate that opportunity to our consumer and sponsor sports clubs and soccer clubs and all the things that we can get into really helping kind of spread the word.
I know what you could do. Make the kids' ones have a fragrance.
You're developing a product for them.
Yeah.
or a color, even. Is this colorless?
Yeah. So everything destabilizes the molecule, unfortunately. Yeah. So there's a lot of the tough product development that goes around the stability of the molecule.
Is the formula patented?
So the molecule, you can't patent the molecule. The proprietary formulation and how it's manufactured is patented, yes.
Do you think you'll have competition in this marketplace soon? Is there anybody
with the same molecule
nipping at your heels with this? Or are you the only one in the space right now?
So there's certainly some out there in the medical hospital space, but on the consumer space, there's really not competition out there.
Well, good luck.
Active Skin Repair, you can go to Amazon and get it, right?
Absolutely. Please do it.
Plus lots of other retail, but Amazon would be an easy one to check it out. Active Skin Repair. Justin Gardner's been with us, CEO at BLDG Active, and added.com to that, you get your website. Thanks, Justin.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Biz Talk, Believing You're Seeing Talk Radio, where we make courageous contagious. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
Go do something great for yourself, folks, today. Take that mad leap of faith. Bye-bye.